Hello and welcome to Coronavirus Essential Podcast. I'm your host Shraddha Sharma again. And as you know, there's so much going on because of the coronavirus pandemic around the world. But let's start with the updates from India first. Today, Prime Minister Narendra Modi addressed the nation. He has requested all citizens to be at home. But on April 5th at 9 p.m., for 9 minutes, he has urged the countrymen to come at their doorsteps or in the balcony and light a candle or a diya or a flash of a torchlight to convey that we are not alone in this fight and everybody under lockdown can fight this together. We are not alone. Countries, 1.3 billion people are together fighting the lockdown period and the coronavirus pandemic. Meanwhile, let's get to the updates from the health ministry in terms of numbers. We have now confirmed 647 positive cases related to the Delhi's Nizamuddin congregation in the last 2 days. The government has confirmed that today. We have also recorded 336 new cases and 12 deaths in the last 24 hours. As we know, the total infections in India have reached 2,301. There are a lot of states which are the worst affected in India. But first, let me also tell you that over 150 people, almost 160 people have been cured and discharged from the hospitals and they have fought the virus. Over 55 people have died. But if you look at some of the states, Andhra Pradesh has recorded 132 cases in all. And Andaman and Nicobar Island has now 10 cases. Assam now has 16 cases, again linked to the Nizamuddin congregation. Bihar has 24 cases. Chhattisgarh has some 9 cases. Delhi has now reached 219. Goa has put out 6 reported cases. Jammu and Kashmir has touched 70. If you talk about Karnataka, 124 cases, but Kerala has now, is reaching 300 and it's right now it is at 286. Similarly, Maharashtra looks like the worst affected state, continues to be the worst affected state. 335 is the total number that has been reported. And also we discussed how there are concerns after, death of a person was linked to COVID-19 was reported from Dharavi, that is Asia's largest slum. Also, Rajasthan has reported over 130 cases, Tamil Nadu over 300 cases. Now, Tamil Nadu and Telangana were the two states again that had links to the Nizamuddin congregation and people were found to be infected. The first deaths that, took our attention to the very crisis of the congregation in Delhi was from Telangana. Now, Telangana has crossed 107. Uttar Pradesh has crossed 113 in terms of reported cases. So basically, apart from that, Prime Minister Narendra Modi has also spoken to 40 leading sports persons in India. This was a video conference that was supposed to happen today and they were to discuss the ongoing coronavirus lockdown in the country. And we hear from the reports that there were 5 S that Prime Minister wanted to stress on, and that was Sankalp, Sayam, Sakaratmakta, Samman and Sahyog to fight the pandemic. So basically he is seeking support to raise awareness from these sports personalities. It includes top athletes in India, cricket stars like Virat Kohli, Saurav Ganguly, Sachin Tendulkar. 49 athletes might have become part of the conference. Sports Minister Kiran Rijiju was also to participate in the video conference. Apart from that, if you talk about the migrant worker crisis, Supreme Court has now asked for government's response over payment of wages to migrant workers. This is in response to a plea. So basically, because of the lockdown, the workers cannot travel to their place of work. And many of these establishments are actually very small businesses that, were forced to shut down. So the plea was filed by activist Harsh Mandar and Anjali Bharadwaj. And the plea basically is based on the fundamental right to life under Article 21 of the Constitution that needs to be enforced for migrant workers, who are, severely affected by the lockdown that was ordered by the government on March 24th. So basically, we didn't know about the entire lockdown, although it was being done in steps and, a lot of people had idea. But most of the migrant workers had no prior intimation and it kind of created a panic, and everybody, it was a mass exodus to their respective villages because of the loss of job, wages. These were millions of migrant workers that were, you know, in establishments across India, and some were self-employed. They were, you know, either rickshaw pullers or domestic household help, petty jobs basically, which has really negatively impacted all of them. If you remember, we had spoken about cybersecurity also in context to the ongoing pandemic, and Money Control's Prince Thomas had written an interesting article on how to protect yourself while working from home and during this time of lockdown when all of our needs are through the internet. So cybersecurity watchdog has now also alerted that fake UPI IDs are seeking donations towards the PM CARES fund. So the watchdog has said and alerted people that, you know, most of the IDs that are being circulated are fake, and to be aware of the authentic original ID that has to be used for a donation. So I'll just tell you all the UPI handles of Indian Bank, PNB, HDFC Bank, etc. have been recreated to mislead people. So if it says PM CARES at PNB or PM CARES as at HDFC Bank or PM CARES at Yes Bank or YBL Bank or any UPI, whatever it says, these are all fake IDs. And it should be noted that the only genuine ID is PM CARES at SBI, and this is what PTI has reported. And the registered account name is PM CARES. It is advised, you know, to verify the account before actually transferring the money and to recheck this on the official government website as well. So Prime Minister's office, as we know, had announced, you know, setting up of this fund on March 28. And, you know, the primary objective, we know, was to, you know, raise funds, kind of an emergency fund in this distressed situation to provide relief to the affected. So a public charitable trust. Now moving on to the global numbers, which are, you know, in terms of global numbers, we know that they have crossed 1 million, and as per Worldometer, it's almost over 1,30,000, recording over 54,000 deaths and over 2,20,000 people who have recovered from, you know, the virus. US remains the worst impacted country, over 2,40,000 cases USA, which have been reported to be positive for COVID-19. Spain is almost at 1,17,000 in numbers, followed closely by Italy in terms of 1,15,000, and the total number of deaths in Italy have crossed 13,000. Germany is at 85,900, China at 81,000, still reporting a few cases in single and double digit, you know, not too many, but I'll tell you more about the China situation. But moving on to France now, almost 60,000, Iran 53,000. So all of these countries, let's talk about South Korea also, which has now crossed 10,000, because South Korea had actually, you know, successfully reduced the number of cases by testing widely and to actually involve testing asymptomatic people as well. So as I said, Iran's coronavirus death toll has risen to over 3,200. Spain's death toll has increased by 932. Spain has recorded over 900 people who have died in the past 24 hours. And this is the second day that they have recorded these kind of numbers as per the government figures. But we have seen the rate of new infections and the deaths are looking like they are slowing down in Spain. Saudi Arabia's King Salman has now ordered the disbursement of up to 9 billion riyals, that is around $2.39 billion in financial support to basically, you know, help the citizens who worked in sectors that will be impacted due to the lockdown economically. So reports are suggesting that there is a relief plan in place in Saudi Arabia. Italy's national lockdown that is trying to, you know, contain the impacted country is probably going to continue till the start of May, is what the head of civil protection agency Angelo Borrelli has said in according to an international report. Coronavirus outbreak will also likely delay Romania's June elections, is what the prime minister of the country has said. Singapore has now also gone on a 1 month lockdown. So coming to China, China has, advised citizens in Wuhan to stay indoors. China has also advised foreign diplomats to stop coming to Beijing. Because, you know, as the top officials in Wuhan are trying to, you know, slowly lift the months-long lockdown, the epicenter, which was Wuhan, has warned citizens to stay vigilant and avoid, you know, unnecessarily going out, even if the numbers are, you know, showing a decline in the mainland and zero new infections in the city of symptomatic people have been shown. But this is how they plan to lift the lockdown. Coming to Australia, Australia's chief medical officer has said with the underreporting due to lack of testing for the respiratory contagious disease in some countries, the real figures, which are now like reported figures, are around 1 million infections. But he believes that his name is Brandon Murphy, and he has told some international reports, and he feels that the real numbers, the true numbers, have passed 5 or 10 times 1 million that has been reported. So these numbers, the death toll in terms of percentage, also depends on, it is changing over time, and it is changing across countries, and even in countries it is different across states. So basically it is seen the healthcare system is one of the reason that, you know, impacts the mortality of the virus right now. And also the other thing that has to be noted is, what is the death toll that we are talking about? Are we talking about the case mortality rate, that is the number of total deaths divided by the total reported infections? That is the case mortality rate. If you are talking about the infection mortality rate, that is basically the number of deaths divided by the total infectious people. So these infectious people, as the denominator becomes larger, the number, the percentage mortality in terms of each country goes down. This is basically because there are a lot of asymptomatic cases or the tests which are not widely done in several countries. Because it was, it is seen that people can remain asymptomatic, and WHO has also said that nearly 80% of the people face mild symptoms to no symptoms, to basically, it shows that it's not very severe in this 80% of the infected people. So that is also worth noting. Now let's come to some of the other very important questions, because how do you know if some of the symptoms, flu-like symptoms that you are experiencing, are related to COVID-19? Will it be intelligent to go to the hospital directly? So let me just tell you that the government of India has now designated over 50 coronavirus test centers, so you can get your treatment and diagnosis done there. But if any person suspects that the person has contracted COVID-19 infection and wants to get tests done, these labs are there, they are available. But just to tell you again, the most common symptoms of coronavirus disease are fever, tiredness, and dry cough we might experience generally also sometimes, which is not because of the coronavirus disease. Also, in addition to that, a lot of reports confirm that there is a lost sense of, there's a lost sense of smell and taste as well. But as you know, and we have spoken about it multiple times, that the incubation period of the virus is 1 to 14 days. That means you might show no symptoms at all, and you might feel extremely in good shape and healthy without showing any symptoms. But it is important that medical advice is sought when required and suspected. So, and also please do not resort to any self-treatment based on any information that you see on social media, until unless it comes from the World Health Organization, which has been, disseminated by the Health Ministry in India. So if you have developed mild pneumonia-like symptoms, please contact the central government's 24/7 helpline number. You can find it on the website, or the toll-free number, that is 1075. There are several state helpline numbers also. You can find it on mohaw.gov.in, that is the Health Ministry website. Now we have also, in terms of the different testing centers according to regions, depicted by covid.icmr.org.in. So you might have a cough and high temperature. So the first thing that you should do after making call to the authorities is to self-isolate yourself at home until they take a call of, you know, running your tests or taking you to the hospital. Because if you rush to the hospital without letting the health workers know, of course, if it is an emergency, you have to go to the hospital. But if it's a mild case and you think you should inform the healthcare workers first, because hospitals sometimes have queues and a waiting period, it is probable that you might catch the infection from someone at the hospital, or if you are infected, you might give it to someone else in those queues. And now the private hospitals are also on board, so they might send somebody in certain areas to collect a simple nasal and swab sample. But also, if you're self-isolating at home, do maintain at least 6 feet distance between your family members, especially if there are any elderly members in the house, because people who are old, have any underlying condition like diabetes or heart disease, should seek medical advice at the earliest. So who need to seek medical advice immediately? Basically everyone, but a prior call can be made in terms of mild cases. But if you have any symptoms or if you are old, do seek it immediately after you see any symptoms occurring. Also, if you face breathing issues, then you need to immediately visit the hospital. Also, if you are self-isolating at home, do disinfect and sanitize all door handles, surfaces, knobs that you might touch, and also make a list of all the people that you might have met in the last few days in case you are tested positive. And if you are showing any symptoms and you feel sick, do wear a mask to protect others from a possible infection. But it is very important to note that do not feel anxious, and even if you have got it, you will recover if you are taking enough precautions. That's what you do staying back home. Just do not panic because cough and fever might be symptoms of a normal flu as well. As we know, there are no specific antiviral treatments. Only supportive care is used. So in mild cases, it's the home isolation and supportive care that help people become better. And if the symptoms become a little more severe, hospital isolation rooms are being used. So even if you catch the virus, there is a high possibility that you will be able to fight it off. But stay back home. Do try to maintain social distancing. Also, take all the necessary precautions that the health ministry has asked for. Also, in some other fronts, money control contributor Rajiv Bhattacharya has written an article that reflects the threat of direct transmission of COVID-19 in India's northeast. And there is another danger that he is talking about, is China's search for an antidote that can increase poaching and illicit trade of wildlife in that region. So this is based on a National Geographic article that gave details about a recent policy that, Chinese government, which prescribes a certain injection containing bear bile for the treatment of COVID-19 cases. It has a long list of recommended coronavirus treatments published early in March. But that bile is secreted by liver and contains high levels of, the required, raw material required for that treatment. So it's a very interesting take that this article takes. So do read that on our website. Apart from that, Disney Plus Hotstar has now launched in India. We know that Disney Plus Hotstar is now able to take advantage of Hotstar's massive existing user base in the country. Of course, there is competition from Netflix, Amazon Prime, but Disney Plus Hotstar will not beat rivals right now. So we will have to wait and look for that. But our Disney Plus actually faced a few road bumps, but is now finally available in India. So you could check that out as well. And finally, there is a report that has come from BCG, the consulting firm, that the data suggests that India lockdown started in line with China's timing of the lockdown could only be completely lifted by the second week of September. So India will begin lifting the COVID-19 lockdown restrictions only between the fourth week of June and the second week of September, is what the report And the study by the consulting firm says the government right now has said that there are no plans to go beyond the 21-day lockdown. But the longer range of lifting restrictions was a result of expected challenges in India, basically due to the healthcare preparedness, the public policy effectiveness. These are the few things that Boston Consulting Group has mentioned in the study, talking about the lockdown that was enforced after midnight of March 24th. But don't forget to stay logged on for more coverage. Do visit our website to find all the live coverage around the coronavirus pandemic, updates from India and abroad. We have got many articles on how the business world is being impacted by COVID-19, the economy impact, people working from home, job pressures and mental health issues. You can also tune into our MC special podcast that we do now and then. If you have any other suggestion apart from that, do write to us at mcpodcast@nw18.com. And of course, for more news, views and other updates, stay logged on to Money Control.